సంశయోయం మహాన్ బ్రహ్మన్ దారాగార సుతాదిషు సక్తస్య యత్ సిద్ధిరభూత్ కృష్ణే చ మతిరచ్యుత. కృష్ణే చ మతిరచ్యుత. సంశయః డౌట్. ఐ యామ్ దిస్ మహాన్ గ్రేట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఓ బ్రాహ్మణ దార టు ద వైఫ్ ఆగార హోమ్ సుత చిల్డ్రన్ ఆదిషు అండ్ సో ఆన్ సక్తస్య of a person attached, yat, because, siddhi, perfection, abhut, became, krishna, krishne, unto krishna, cha, also, mati, attachment, achyuta, infallible. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Jayashtha. Translation: the king continued, O great Brahmana, this is my great doubt. How was it possible for a person like King Priyavrata, who was so attached to wife, children and home, to achieve the topmost infallible perfection in Krishna consciousness? Purport: King Parikshit wondered how a person so attached to wife, children and home could become so perfectly Krishna conscious. Prahlad Maharaj said, Matirna Krishne Bharatasvato va mito abhipadyeta grihavratanam. A grihavrata, one who has taken a vow to execute family duties, has no chance to become Krishna conscious. This is because most grihavratas are guided by sense gratification and therefore gradually glide down to the darkest regions of material existence. Adanta gobir vishitam tamishram. How can they possibly become perfect in Krishna consciousness? Maharaj Parikshit asked Shukadeva Goswami to resolve this great doubt. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta book. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశ్లకాయ చక్షూరున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపగదా మాహ్యం దదాతి స్వాపదంతికం. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutap Shri Padakamalam Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namacharya Padaya Nitai Kripa Pradayine Gaurakata Damadaya Nagarat Gramatarine Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Gopi Paranadanatase Iti Namine Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhye Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayati Giram Yatri Patamaham Bande Shri Guntarina Yatri Patamaham Bande Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Kanchana Smrite Yasmin Dushkaram Sukaram Bhavet Vismrite Vipritam Syat Shri Chaitanyam Namamitam So, in this chapter, there is a very interesting dialogue between Maharaj Parikshit and Shukadeva Goswami. And it's interesting because the path of Krishna consciousness and family life seem opposed, yet they are not opposed in reality, and King Priyavarta is a perfect example of that. So Parikshit Maharaj is asking Shukadeva Goswami to clarify this. So in these few verses of the first chapter of the fifth canto, you have this resolved nicely. How is it resolved? We'll see that soon. So we are coming onto that point where you have essentially, according to the Vedic system of civilization, you have either the path of sense gratification, the pravritti marga, and you have the path of renunciation, which is the nivritti marga. So here, what does King Priyavarta belong to? He does not belong to the pravritti marga. He belongs to the path of renunciation. Yet, he is a family man. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami, so therefore Parikshit Maharaj is inquiring from Shukadeva Goswami, how was it possible, he says, as a translation of this purport, of this text goes, the king continued, O great Brahmana, this is my great doubt. How was it possible for a person like King Priyavarta, who was so attached to wife, children and home, to achieve the topmost infallible perfection in Krishna consciousness? So Shukadeva, Parikshit Maharaj is posing this question to Shukadeva Goswami, that King Priyavarta was a very famous king, and he achieved perfection in Krishna consciousness even though being in family life. So this two verses later, Prabhupada explains this very nicely. So our philosophy, as the philosophy of pure devotional service, the philosophy of Krishna consciousness as given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has three essential characteristics. Now this is explained by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in his glorification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The three characteristics of a person engaged in pure devotional service is, of course, he renders pure devotional service, but he also has proper knowledge about Krishna consciousness, and he also has detachment. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya glorified Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as వైరాగ్య విద్యా నిజ భక్తి యోగాన్ శిక్షార్థమేక పురుష పురాణ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య శరీరధారి కృపాంబుదిర్ ఎస్ తమహం ప్రపద్యే వైరాగ్య. సో శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు కేమ్ టు టీచర్స్ వైరాగ్య, రినన్సియేషన్, విద్య, నాలెడ్జ్ అబౌట్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్, నిజ భక్తి యోగ, హౌ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్. సో ఎనీ ఫాలోవర్ ఆఫ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు, ద ఫాలోవర్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు, ఇఫ్ యు లుక్ ఎట్ ద లైవ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫాలోవర్స్ ఆఫ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు, దీస్ త్రీ క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ ప్రామినెంట్, దట్ దే ఆర్ ఎంగేజ్ కాన్స్టెంట్లీ ఇన్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్, దే హ్యావ్ ప్రాపర్ నాలెడ్జ్, దే హ్యావ్ ప్రాపర్ కన్క్లూజన్స్ అబౌట్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్, అండ్ దే ఆర్ డిటాచ్డ్. సో ఆల్ దీస్ త్రీ ఆర్ సైమల్టేనియస్లీ మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఇన్ లార్డ్ చైతన్యస్ devotees. Now, one may think that, okay, you have brahmachari life, you have vanaprastha life, and you have sannyas life, where renunciation is prominent. But however, grahastha life, apparently, it is apparently we have the understanding that it is not an ashram of renunciation. So that will be clarified here by Shukadeva Goswami, that the grahastha ashram also clearly has this component of vairagya. Two purports later, Prabhupada explains how that is so. Prabhupada explains, when Priyavrata's father, Swayambhuva Manu, requested him to accept the responsibility of ruling over the world, he did not welcome the suggestion. This is the symptom of a great liberated devotee. Even though engaged in worldly affairs, he does not take pleasure in them, but remains always absorbed in the Lord's service. While thus serving the Lord, he deals externally with worldly affairs without being affected. For example, he has no attraction for his children. He cares for them and educates them to become devotees. Similarly, he speaks to his wife with affectionate words, but he is not attached to her. By rendering devotional service, a devotee acquires all the good qualities of the Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna had 16,000 wives, all of them very beautiful. And although he dealt with each of them as a beloved husband, he was not attracted or attached to any of them. In the same way, although a devotee may enter family life and act very affectionately towards his wife and children, he is never attached to these activities. So here, the actual concept of grihastha life and Krishna consciousness is brought out, that a devotee in Krishna consciousness who enters grihastha life carries out his responsibilities very nicely, but he's not attached to the concept of family life. He's not attached, oh, this family life is so nice. He's not attached to that concept of family life. Rather, he's attached to the concept of serving the Lord. He's attached to the concept of performing his duty in pure devotional service. The classic example of this from the Bhagavatam is Kardama Muni. So we see that there were three phases in his life. In the first phase of his life, we see that he was constantly engaged in practicing austerities, very great austerities, practicing celibacy, practicing brahmacharya. However, he had a small desire, a minute desire in his heart to get married. And so he prays to the Supreme Lord. He says, I'm shameless. Although I know that family life is not necessary for practice of pure devotional service, still I desire that I enter into family life. When the Supreme Lord himself appears, Kardama Muni expresses his regret that he's not able to overcome this desire to enter family life. And seeing that attitude of Kardama Muni, the Supreme Lord himself appears as his son. But we observe in that pastime of Kardama Muni that when the Supreme Lord himself arranges for Devahuti to be married to Kardama Muni, and after he enters the Grahastha ashram, we notice that he very responsibly carries out his duties. Although he was a great renunciant and he was very detached from material life, but when he entered family life, externally we can see all the descriptions in the Bhagavatam, how he created so many beautiful women to be associates of his wife. Then he traveled with his wife. He provided all facilities. He provided her with a son. First 9 daughters, then a son. So like that, we see that that Kardama Muni was very, very responsible when he entered Grahastha life. Although we see from the Bhagavatam's description, it appears that apparently Kardama Muni was just attached and enjoying the concept of family life. But that is not true. Because of his training in Krishna consciousness, because of his attachment to the Supreme Lord, although he was engaged in affectionately dealing with his wife and family members, he was actually internally detached. Now, there may be a common misunderstanding that detachment and affection don't go well together. But that's not true. In fact, the more a person is detached, the more a person is actually capable of loving, genuinely loving. For example, I remember when I was teaching at the Sri Mayapur International School, there was one student who was academically very good. But however, at the time of examinations, Cambridge has got a particular system of examination where you have to be very, very relaxed at the time of giving your examination. Because if you are tensed at that time, if you are attached to the result, then you end up being anxious, and in the process you mess up your exam. So this is what happened. So the brightest student in my class, she scored the lowest among all the students, because what had happened to her was she was so attached to this concept of getting a good result that she was anxious. That is the result of attachment. It produces anxiety. You always think in terms of me, mine. So you're attached. What happens in the process? You're not able to perform your duty very nicely. Right? So as a Grahastha, one is expected to love his wife and children, or the wife has to love her husband, her children. So to genuinely love, one has to be detached. Because if one is very attached, then always one thinks of one's own pleasures and distresses. So one is constantly revolving, one's consciousness is constantly revolving around oneself, if one is attached. So always one is thinking of how the wife is going to serve me, how I can get this kind of pleasure, how the children are going to serve me. So if one is absorbed in that consciousness, one cannot genuinely love. But rather, if one is detached, if one thinks, if this is Krishna's family, if this is not mine, so if one has that sense of detachment, that these are all meant for the Lord's service, then one is capable of genuinely loving. So that's what Prabhupada means when he explains in this two purports later, when he says that one is neither attracted nor attached. Because we see in the example of Kardama Muni that once he performed his family responsibilities perfectly, he left family life. He left family life. It is not. He was not constantly till the end of his life. Okay, like we have this understanding, as Prabhupada explained to us, it is not necessary for one to give up family life in this age. Not necessary. One can practice Krishna consciousness in family life. It's not necessary to give up family life at any point. But however, that is only part of the thing that which Prabhupada said. Prabhupada also writes about how it is necessary to give up family life. Like, so that's why sometimes you see speakers in ISKCON, somebody would speak in terms of giving up family life, and somebody else would say, no, it doesn't matter. So how do we resolve this this apparent apparent contradiction in what Prabhupada says. But actually there is no contradiction, because the principle of renunciation is constant whether you are in brahmachari life, whether you are in grihastha life, whether you are in vanaprastha life, or whether you are in sannyas life. Now, so therefore, however, it may not be very easy for somebody who is freshly taken to Krishna consciousness, or who is only been a few years in the Krishna consciousness movement, to be detached from family life. However, that's why the Bhagavatam helps. The association of devotee helps. Nashta prayeshu badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. So by hearing the Bhagavatam, by associating with the devotees, and by rendering devotional service, one gradually comes, that maturity comes, that internal detachment slowly develops in the life of a devotee. That initially one, when one enters grihastha life, unless one has practiced Krishna consciousness well, one may not enter grihastha ashram in a state of internal detachment, just like the way Kardama Muni did. He had practiced Krishna consciousness for many lifetime, sorry, for many, many years. So either if we have practiced Krishna consciousness for many years, or past lifetimes, or simply by Prabhupada's mercy. So unless one of these components is there, we may not be on the platform of detachment when we enter grihastha life. However, by hearing the Bhagavatam is very, very important. Prabhupada instituted that every day we should hear Bhagavatam, and associating with devotees and performing devotional service, slowly one comes to that platform of internal detachment. Anasakta vishayan yataharam upayunjate nirbandha krishna sambandhe yukta vairagya muchyate. So anasakta vishayan, so Rupa Goswami's definition of yukta vairagya is anasakta. Anasakta means being unattached. So Prabhupada, to encourage everybody, he would say, just add Krishna to your life, which is a fact. That is what we are supposed to do. Add Krishna to your life. Okay? So what is the effect of adding Krishna to your life? Slowly you notice that you're detached from the material concept of life and you become attached to Krishna. Detachment does not mean that one should not deal affectionately with one's wife and family members and other devotees. Detachment means the more you detach, the more you're capable of actually loving and being affectionate. Somebody is actually affectionate, not sentimentally affectionate, actually affectionate. That person is actually detached, actually loving. That person is actually detached because they go hand in hand. As I explained before, it is not based on one's own sense gratification. It is based on detachment. Then one begins to think about others, especially when one is engaged in Krishna consciousness. So by taking this Krishna consciousness, by adding Krishna to our lives, that anasakta vishayan will come. That is the test, Prabhupada says. Not that, okay, I've entered Krishna conscious family life. I've been in that for 20 years. And I still am so attached. Oh, this concept of family life is so nice. Children, wife, facilities. That means one has not made real progress. One should come to that stage that one becomes detached from this concept of family life. Then it does not matter. Then it does not matter. For example, Pandavas, they were internally detached. And how do we see that? Because the moment Krishna left the planet, although they performed the Rajasuya sacrifice, they were in control of the kingdom. After so much struggle, so much they struggled in their whole life. And they came to this point of getting this kingdom. But the moment Krishna left this planet, immediately they left. So that is the state of internal detachment. Externally, they're performing their activities very, very nicely. But internally, they were detached. Likewise, you can have, there are so many examples in the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, apparently, he was leading a luxurious life. But the moment he heard the pastime of Krishna, he immediately began to tear apart everything in his house. So that is, again, a state of internal detachment. Then Srivas Thakur, one of the classic examples. His son dies during the Sankirtan.
His son dies.
And he tells his wife, don't disturb the Sankirtan. Let the Sankirtan continue. We'll deal with this later. So what a state of detachment. So what a state of attachment to Krishna. Srivas Thakur was in fact a perfect example of how to maintain family life very nicely. But look at a state of internal detachment. So then one may think that, okay, if one has very great devotees at home, like the children are devotees, wife is a great devotee, what is wrong in being attached to this concept of family life? Anyway, everybody is devotees. We always talk in terms of being attached to devotees. So if all of them are great devotees, what is the problem? But there is a problem. Kunti Devi herself. Now, to be on the level of Kunti Devi is not ordinary. What does she pray to Krishna? And how many of us can pray like that? She prays to Krishna that please fill my life with obstacles. She's praying for obstacles. How many of us pray for obstacles in Krishna consciousness? So she says that when these difficulties are there, then I can constantly think of your lotus feet. Yet, the same Kunti, she prays to Lord Krishna, please take me away from this concept of family life. Because Prabhupada mentions in the purport there that Kunti was thinking in terms of her own family, she preferred her own family over the Yadus. So although she was a great devotee and her children were great devotees, still the concept of family life entails some personal attachments. Therefore Kunti is praying, please detach me from this concept of family life. So it is not something simple that, okay, we have, I mean, great family. Children are great, so devotees, is not, wife is a great devotee or husband is a great devotee, therefore let us always be in family life. Of course women have to be always in family life, but at least the men, they cannot think that okay, so that's fine, so let's forget about this business of renunciation. No, there are always some element of one's own personal consideration when it comes to family life. To be completely detached from that, that is the level of the Pandavas or Shiva's Thakur or Pundarik Vidyani. One is at that stage, it doesn't matter whether one is in Grahastha life or whether it's sannyasi or whatever it is. So therefore you notice that Prabhupada writes in his Bhagavad Gita purport that my Grahastha disciples are as good as sannyasis. But if you notice the kind of engagement that Prabhupada gave his Grahastha disciples, they were constantly, all the time, 24 hours, engaged in Krishna consciousness. That was how it was during the days when Prabhupada was present. He generated that spirit of constant engagement in devotional service. So that is what we need to come to. That platform where we are constantly engaged in pure devotional service. So in that way, there is no contradiction in terms of Grahastha life and renunciation. The more one is renounced, the more efficient one can be in one's Grahastha life. So I think and some practical things which can always help one in actually being constantly absorbed in Krishna. One of the most important characteristic of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers and of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers is as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur put it, there has never been and there'll never be such benefactors of the highest merit of as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers. Which means that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees are always thinking, how shall I benefit others? You know, how shall I benefit others? How shall I distribute Prabhupada's books? How shall I benefit others? So by this absorption, renunciation automatically follows like a shadow, because you're always thinking of others. How to benefit others? So you don't have time to think about yourself. How shall I acquire so many followers, or how shall I acquire so much money? So you don't have time for this absorption, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this mandate. Yare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. And Srila Prabhupada in his life, he demonstrated that constantly. He said, up to the last point of my life, I want to be like Arjuna, fighting for Krishna, preaching on the battlefield. So that is the mandate that has been given to us by Prabhupada. So when we preach, I've seen this in my own life. When you preach, then immediately you become detached from bodily absorption and thinking in terms of I, me, mine. So that preaching is a saving grace for us in this Krishna consciousness movement. It makes it very, very easy. We have to practice devotional service in the association of devotees, hear Bhagavatam in the association of devotees. So then by that, you get, so there's knowledge, there is practice of devotional service. Renunciation comes when we preach the message of Krishna consciousness. Krishna is pleased, so he blesses us with the quality of renunciation, of being detached from this material world. And the more we're detached, the more we think of others. Okay, so I think I'll stop here. So if there are any comments or questions, it's exactly 7:45. Sorry, since there's no watch, I'm constantly looking at my mobile to just check what's the time. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you said that it's easy to detach when we are preaching, but I don't feel so easy. Even though we are preaching, sometimes for me it's always remains this attachment to prestige and everything. This attachment to this is my prestige. This is my program, and I developed this program, and then I'm preaching, but still this attachment remains. It's not easy for me. How do you feel so easy? I'd like to know.
Okay. First of all, it is not something which happens instantaneously, but it's a gradual process. So one should be able to see, okay, 1 year ago and today, have I improved in my consciousness? Have I become free from this thinking to some extent, better over the period of 1 year, from thinking in terms of I, me, mine, prestige, these things? Have I become a little bit better? So that instant, that improvement has to be there. But it's difficult, because as when I was in college, I remember there used to be this thing which said that we've been in this material world for millions of years. So this word habit, H-A-B-I-T, you know, you remove that H from that habit, a bit remains, right? So you remove the next letter, A, so then bit remains, B-I-T. If you look at that the word formation, H-A-B-I-T, if you remove H, a bit remains, you remove A, bit remains. If you remove B, still it remains. So that is the nature of conditioning. That is not easy to overcome our conditioning. It takes time. But we should be able to see that it's happening. It's like Prabhupada gave the example that when one is hungry and when one eats, there are two things that happen. One feels happy. The pleasure of eating is there, right? One feels that happiness. Nice food. But at the same time, your hunger also decreases. So like that, finally when you finish your meal, your hunger is fully gone. So like that, and you're fully satisfied. So like that, the process of Krishna consciousness is that our attachment for Krishna should increase, and our detachment from matter should also increase. Both should simultaneously happen. Otherwise, we are not practicing Krishna consciousness properly. It may be just some sentiment that we have some attachment, but it should always be manifest. Like there is this verse glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu Bhakta Ganer Vairagya Pradhan. Vairagya Pradhan, among the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vairagya is a very prominent characteristic. So that has to manifest as a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that will manifest if we follow the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is to practice devotional service without offenses. And preach, you know. So because you see, preaching is such an exclusive activity. That's the only activity. In fact, you can do only two activities in this world, which you cannot do in the spiritual world. One is kill demons. The other is preach. But of course, we don't have the mandate to kill demons. So we can preach to them and kill the demonic mentality in them. That's all we can do. This preaching is not available in the spiritual world. There's no preaching going on in the spiritual world. So there are two things that you can exclusively do in this material world, in Krishna consciousness. So you can preach. That's why it is very, very dear to the Supreme Lord. It's very, very dear that because you're helping so many people to go back to Godhead and develop their Krishna consciousness. So by doing that, by preaching, by practicing Krishna consciousness first of all, because without practicing you cannot preach properly, but practicing nicely and preaching, it will happen. Gradually, Prabhupada in fact says that is the test, he says. That as you advance nicely, your attachment is increasing and your detachment is also increasing. Prabhupada says that is the test. Your sex life decreases, he says, your attraction. And when he says sex life, is not just gross, but also subtle. Profit, adoration, distinction, all these different things that you were talking about. So, that will happen. And I'm sure that when you practice, you may be able to notice that. That what you were last year, if you've been practicing well, you reached a higher level than previous, than the last year. Like that. So, or not just last year. In fact, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says every Ekadashi, you can judge what is your progress, what should I do next, like that. So, one can, that's why it's a scientific process. One can judge it oneself. One can see that result. But it's a gradual process. How quickly it can happen, we have to really depend on the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But it definitely happens. Yes, ma'am.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. So you are mentioning that when one is progressing in Krishna consciousness, one himself sees that.
Yes.
So can we say that Krishna gives realizations while preaching or something, we get realizations. So that is the way to understand that you are progressing?
Yes, realizations.
Realization is kind of one way of saying that it's a
yes.
Symptom of...
Yes, realization. Like, see, basically... You have these 9 stages to prema. So, of course, it's not that until you reach full anartha nivriti, only then nishtha begins. There is some element of nishtha. It's not that there is some element of ruchis, there is some element of, some taste is there. It's not that it's not there. But as you keep progressing, you'll notice that your anarthas are decreasing. And you're becoming more and more fixed in Krishna consciousness. You cannot live without Krishna, thinking about Krishna. Coming to that platform, slowly, you're becoming, like Prabhupada said, the Krishna consciousness movement is meant for becoming mad after Krishna. So that madness is slowly increasing. That attraction, that the taste for performing devotional service is gradually increasing. Of course, one may think that sometimes one has taste, sometimes one does not have taste, all that. But you cannot look at it as moment to moment like that. Look at it on an average. Okay? Look at the big picture. Have I given up more bad habits than what I had in the past? Bad habits does not necessarily mean gross bad habits, but also other things like as you're always explaining. Do we have the desire for name, fame, prestige, followers, facilities, all these different things? I mean, are we getting more and more detached from that? I don't need that really. So are we coming to that platform? And realization, of course, that when we read the Bhagavatam, when you associate with devotees, practice devotional service, that same sentence, you are not the body. We've heard it throughout our lives in Krishna consciousness. But when now you hear, you are not the body, how much difference there is than when you heard it first time. Right? So the spiritual world becomes a reality. The process of Krishna consciousness becomes more and more, not reality, it becomes more tangible for you. That experience of Krishna consciousness is more tangible for you. Your faith increases, of course. So all these things, all of these progressions you should see in Krishna consciousness. There should be no regress. Huh? The moment there is a regress, that means either we have committed offense or we are being inattentive. Either we are being inattentive or there is regress or there is offense. There should be no regress in Krishna consciousness. The moment there is a regress, immediately we'd examine, something has gone wrong here. I used to have so much taste for chanting, now I don't have taste. What has happened? So we have to be very careful. Like Prabhupada said, spiritual life is like a razor's edge. So we have to constantly be on the watch. And of course, Prabhupada said the secret is, like Prabhupada himself exemplified it. Prabhupada, once when he is asked by one of his disciples, what did you pray to Krishna? Prabhupada said, I prayed to Krishna to please protect me from falling down. So we should always be cautious. We should always pray. Always depend on the mercy of the Lord. In fact, that's another symptom, that more you advance, the more you are afraid of Maya, the more you depend on Supreme Lord. Just like Shukadeva Goswami, 16 years he didn't come out of his mother's womb. He's liberated. Nevertheless, you see, so that is a symptom of advancement again. You're always afraid of Maya. You're always thinking, please put me in the association of devotees. Please protect me. Please let me not fall down. The constant dependence on Krishna comes. So that's another thing. You should notice that there should be no regress. Regress means there's a problem. Any other comments or questions? We'll stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.